It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. International attention is focused on Lebanon right now, but in the meantime, security in Iraq continues to deteriorate. Just today, there are reports of bombs in Baghdad and Samarra and Mosul.
And there are reports of shootings in Tikrit, Kut, Mosul, Hilla, Baghdad. Today, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said that sectarian violence is killing 100 civilians a day, even though he said that Iraq is not going to slide into civil war. He was in London today, and he's coming to Washington tomorrow to meet with President Bush.
The top American commander directing the war in Iraq says the growing sectarian conflict poses the greatest threat to Iraq's stability. Recently, NPR's John Hendren sat down with U.S. Central Command Chief General John Abizaid to talk about the security situation in Iraq.
Every few weeks, General Abizaid touches down at American military bases in Iraq, as he did this past week. But this time was different. On this trip, more than ever before, he says he became convinced that it is not the insurgency that threatens to topple the Iraqi government. It is the daily civil conflict being waged in the streets of Baghdad between Sunnis and Shiites.
The sectarian violence that's taken place in the Baghdad area and up north towards Diyala province, it's probably the gravest threat to stability that there is in the country right now.
The Sunni extremists' weapon of choice is the bomb, in a car or by the roadside, targeting Shiite civilians in markets and gathering spots. Today, roadside bombs in north, south, and west Baghdad killed a policeman and wounded at least 8 people. Shiite death squads favor executions. Senior American defense officials who requested anonymity tell NPR that Sunnis are rounded up, taken to a makeshift court, and sentenced to torture and death. Their bodies, 53 in Baghdad today alone, are later found throughout the city, usually with a bullet in the head. American and Iraqi leaders agree that where Baghdad goes, security in the rest of the country will follow. And senior American defense officials say they expect the violence to intensify in the coming weeks. Again, General Abizaid.
This is a decisive period, and we've got to apply ourselves to the task of security in Baghdad.
Senior U.S. defense officials say many Sunnis were giving Iraq's new government a chance. But now, 6 months after the election and finding themselves increasingly targeted, many Sunnis are abandoning their tenuous support and forming militias and joining in marriages of convenience with hardline insurgents. The military arm of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's organization, the Mehdi Army, is often blamed for retaliatory attacks on Sunnis on Baghdad's west side. A secret letter bearing Sadr's stamp and obtained by NPR this week warned essentially that the gloves are off. The letter says, quote, "From now on, nothing shall stop us from revenge, and nothing shall impede us from drowning you in a sea of blood. We shall kill 1,000 of you in return for 1 martyr from us." Abizaid says curbing militias like the Mehdi Army is likely to take time, and the stakes are high.
If you don't do this, you end up having a situation like you have in Lebanon, where the militia becomes a state within the state, and it makes the state impotent to be able to deal with the security challenges. So the success of Iraq as a nation depends upon its success against these independent militias.
Senior defense officials say Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is expected to announce a new plan to disarm the militias. The plan, called Disarm, Demobilize, and Reintegrate, is modeled on a similar effort in Afghanistan. Abizaid says the key is eliminating independent militias, not what he calls benign militias, which have been allowed to exist in the army and police in Afghanistan. Back in Washington, there is a rising chorus of lawmakers calling for a drawdown of U.S. forces in Iraq, if not an outright withdrawal. But for now, the troop movement is going the other way. To quell the killing spree, U.S. military officials are bringing in new American reinforcements from elsewhere in Iraq to try to stabilize a seemingly unending sectarian war in the streets of Baghdad.
First and foremost, we've got to stabilize the situation in Baghdad before we need to get overly focused on leaving.
John Hendren, NPR News, Baghdad.